Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. Nope, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grillin' mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Good weekend, Barbecue Bob. We're blowing town after the show here. Going to head north and have a little bit of fun. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining the Grillin' Guys. And nothing like starting your Saturday off with a blessing.
Absolutely. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go a little bit north of our studios here in Grand Rapids, head up to beautiful Baldwin and help him out with a little bit of the blessing of the bikes. But the real deal is over at Chase Smokehouse.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be just about 6 miles west of US 131 on US 10 in a little town of Chase, a historic little burg. There's probably 50 people there. But there's a smokehouse that's the size of the Van Andel. So there's definitely a huge party brewing. They built a new stage for the band. We've got so much to talk about, things that are coming up. But how'd your week go?
You know what? My week went really well. As you know, after I left the show last week, I went up trout fishing. I'm a big trout fisherman, especially on the opener. It's kind of like a lot of guys will do when they're doing their deer opener. I'm that passionate about trout fishing. And we had five of us went up there, and we got a dozen browns between the five of us over the opening day. And then we had to be back early on Sunday, so it was a kind of a one-and-done thing. But good time. I've got them in the freezer. They're going to be grilled a little bit later in the summer because I have a party right around Memorial Day weekend every year where we're grilling up a bunch of fresh trout, and looking forward to that simple little recipe, but we'll cover that in another show.
Yes, sir. I, on the other hand, I went to the other direction. I went as far east in the U.S. as you can go. It's a place called Bahaba, and it's in Maine, and I worked with a new Arctic Spas dealer out there, and their store is literally on the highway that goes right out to Bar Harbor. And I'll tell you what, dude, I ate lobster every day. And I actually ate my first lobster roll, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
It was right out in Bar Harbor. And they put them on what they call hot dog buns.
Right.
One of the coolest things of the trip, believe it or not, was a bun. It looks like two slices of bread, only it's only halfway down, and it's kind of I'll put some pictures up on the Facebook page. It was just a unique thing. I couldn't get over this. And, you know, when I said, that's your bun? And they acted like, well, of course, idiot. That's what all hot dog buns look like. It's like, right. No, this is a unique Maine thing. But my takeaway was Maine was beautiful. Maine is just like Michigan. I mean, so similar. Hills, the trees, the people, wonderful people. They have a lot of moose, though. We have very few.
Yeah, we were talking about that. We later in the show, we got Ben from the Horseshoe Smokehouse, and before we started the show, he was asking, hey, what's kind of the most unique stuff you guys have ever grilled? And moose was on the list. We're fortunate. We got a lot of guys that go on hunting trips. I've never shot one myself. Would love to someday, but they'll bring us back a little bit of that. But moose is another one of those things, man. They're just out there. They're like deer around here, aren't they?
Yeah, and, you know, the whole show this week is really about our afternoon up at the Chase Creek Smokehouse, and we're doing our final fundraiser for Operation GI Barbecue. We've got a lot of businesses around Michigan that have pitched in, around the country who have pitched in. National radio shows have pitched in. We just had help from so many people, so to be at a blessing event is appropriate, right? And one of the companies that is helping us out is called Garrett's Appliance, and they're on 28th Street in Granville, Michigan, Wyoming. On the west end of 28th Street in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're one of our longtime sponsors, and they gave us a beautiful twin basket deep fryer. And on the grilling line right now is the general manager and a great grilling guy, Bruce Meekoff.
Hey, Bob. Bob, how are you doing?
Great.
Hey, Bruce, it's Jop.
Hey, Jop.
Good to hear from you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Big kudos out there. Let's talk a little bit about Garrett's and this Timber Ridge deep fryer you guys got over there that you've been so generous to donate to Operation GI Barbecue.
Yeah, this is a great addition to anybody's outdoor barbecue. It's a outdoor portable deep fryer. And, you know, of course, great for this time of year with spring turkey hunting. And great for deep frying your turkey, your chicken, onion rings, and fries. You know, it can be used as a boiler also. So if you want to do your shellfish or corn outside or your vegetables, great for that too.
Yeah, this is like a commercial fryer. This is such a good unit. It used to be, at least, recommended by Jeff Foxworthy. If you look at our website and you see a picture of me and Jeff Foxworthy on there, that's because we were working a show together, repping the thing. I think he got paid more than me. I'm not sure. I'm still checking into that. But
did he get anything? Then he got more than you.
But he loves deep frying turkey and stuff. He's a big turkey hunter. And this is so cool. I have one. I have the single basket unit, which is fine for me. But one of the biggest things I like doing is at parties, I do French fries in it because I've always got brisket and butts on, or ribs or wings or whatever. But man, if you pull out a big basket of real deep fried French fries, wham, throw them in the bowl, put some salt on them. I mean, the seagulls hit you big.
Yeah, they're flying around. Hey, Bruce, what's the retail value of this unit?
Retail is $700.
Yeah, exactly. What a great donation. Thanks so much, man, because we're gonna do silent auction on this thing when we get up there, and people are going to have an opportunity to bid on it, and 100% of the proceeds, like you'll hear on everything we're going to be auctioning off, is going to go straight to the effort to bring a little taste of home to our boys and ladies. So thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for all you're doing.
That's like the second hottest thing right behind the Henry rifles, which are tough competition. But, you know, French fries, you can't shoot a gun without French fries is what I always say.
Hey, Bruce, if people don't know where you're at, if they want to stop by and check one of these things out, if they can't make it up to the auction, where are you guys located?
We have two locations, one in Wyoming, right on 28th Street at Byron Center Avenue, and then also in Kentwood on 29th Street right at East Paris.
Bruce, I'm sure you would be shocked to hear this, but Jop and I are starting our Saturday morning off with Clubhouse American Cream Ale from Griffin Claw. It's the new beer they've branded for the Detroit Tigers, and I saved a couple, so I've got one for you in my fridge in the garage, buddy. You know where they're at.
Hey, that is great. I will. I'll definitely take advantage of that.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Bruce Meekoff, Garrett's Appliance.
Have a great day, guys. Thank
All
you
right,
so much.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, Bob, when we build our outdoor kitchens, man, we send everybody over to Garrett's for all of their outdoor equipment. Oh, it's an absolute no-brainer. If you've not been over to this place on the southwest side of Grand Rapids, make the trip. If you're in the market for anything for your outdoor kitchen, these guys got it locked and loaded, man.
Doesn't personal reference on a business say everything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we send everybody there.
In the next segment, if you had a buddy that wanted a motorcycle or a snowmobile or, goodness, anything that burns gas, you know, you'd send them to Village Motorsports. And it's a giant sea of man toys. I mean, serious testosterone problems the second you walk through the door.
And, oh, it's not a problem.
Everything makes a great noise and takes you fast.
Yeah.
And Brad Schroeder, general manager, is coming on. They've got some donations for GI Barbecue, so we're going to see what they're going to help us out with for today.
You know, you never can go wrong when you're going into Village Motorsports. They're, too, on the north end of Grand Rapids up on Plainfield Avenue. And I tell you what, it is the big boy toy store. You have to check this thing out, man. Don't go with empty pockets, though, because you're going to want to walk away with a toy when
That's
you come
right.
out of
they
that
They have joint. Financing, don't yeah. worry. It's the Grilling Guys. It's everything about Operation GI Barbecue. It's the last fundraiser at Chase Creek today. Everybody should be packing your bags, getting ready to get in the car and head up to Chase, Michigan. We've got a band, which will be on in a little bit. We've got lots of food, and rumor is there's cold beer.
A lot of it. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Yes,
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out arcticspas.com and find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grillin' Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100. Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. A little bit chilly, but get out in your backyard. Fire up that grill or smoker. You got to do it. You had practice on Mother's Day. Now you got this thing knocked out, and you're going to get after it. We're going to head out a little bit farther north of here up to a little place called Chase after the show, but we got a little work to do between now and then. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yes. Welcome back to the show. It is the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Heard every Saturday or Sunday, depending on the market you're in. You can go to thegrillinguys.com. You can hit us on Facebook / The Grillin' Guys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. So our website's actually, it's a blog. You can leave comments, and we get more and more people asking questions and comments. We welcome you to log on and just ask a question, because it's you guys give us some really good questions, and it's kind of cool to see the enthusiasm in the Mitten State for barbecue. It's awesome. And when I think of enthusiasm, I can't help but think of my buddy Brad Schroeder from Village Motorsports. He's one of the most enthusiastic guys you'll ever meet. Welcome to the Grillin' Guys.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. So all I did, Jop, was I picked up the phone and I said, Brad, I'm doing this thing during the blessing of the bikes, and it's for the troops, yada, yada. He goes, what do you want?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Quality guys, that's how they all respond, man.
Good operation. Gigantic store on Plainfield, just north of 96 in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And he comes walking in this morning with this. What do you have here?
I have a leather riding vest. It's a custom leather riding vest. It's called Black Brand. Very, very desirable in the biker community. You know, Jop, you asked me, what we could donate that might go over well. And it is a basic black riding vest. It's ready to have all your badges, all your embroidery, you name it, put on. Instead of bringing a brand-specific one, it's a piece of personal art, so they can accessorize it however they like.
Yeah, that's really cool. That is kind of a big canvas, isn't it? It's just Jop, I think you might want to be bidding on this.
That
baby.
Looks it's like that might be full figured friendly too. I can get into that.
You know, here's looks like it's adjustable.
Here's what we can do. Here's what we can do for you. The one that's on display is an extra large, but we want this to be a successful event. Veterans are key not only to our business, but our community and our longevity as a society. If somebody wants to bid on this weekend, we will get them the size they need. We're going to display an extra large. We're not going to make that an issue. If you need something in a different size, get your name to the people they need it to. We'll ship it to you. If you're not in town, you need a different size shipped to you, we'll pick up the shipping tab. We want this event to be successful.
This is real leather, so I'm looking at it. It's got like these Velcro adjusters on the side, so it actually opens up.
That's after the Griffin claw and the barbecue. If you got to let the sides out a little bit, you know, you can do that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm just thinking you could, like, throw your honey in there and strap her in with some Velcro.
If you want to ride double close to you.
Yeah, of course you do.
There you go.
Okay, now, you know, the cool thing about Village Motorsports and Brad in particular is I run into you at events all over the place. And you do something else for the troops. And tell us about the Freedom Cruise on June 18th.
Freedom Cruise is actually a four-day event. This is the third year that we've had it. It does take place in the greater Grand Rapids area. It's a veterans event. Great website to find the information is freedomcruise.net. The event starts on Wednesday the 14th. And the first night of the event is going to be taking place at the Deltaplex, coinciding with a big blues concert that
which
goes on
so
weekly
fun.
Down
blues
there.
Blues on the Mall.
Absolutely.
Tony Gates.
You got her. Yeah. And during that first night, we're going to be having a commemorative portrait given to the family of Ross Smith, who was a veteran from Wyoming, Michigan, who lost his life in service. This is the third year we've done this. In previous years, we've also given out these portraits. And then on Thursday, there's going to be events taking place in Sparta. There's also going to be events taking place in Wyoming. And we're also going to be having a big Saturday event on Plainfield Avenue.
So now again, you say it's a Grand Rapids thing, but what I saw last year was people coming from an hour and a half away to go to this thing. So
we do.
These guys on bikes, I mean, they're pretty patriotic.
Absolutely.
You look at some of these political rallies and some of these protesters coming in. I see guys right now on bikes getting ready to go out and defend presidential nominees and keep the crazies away. Right. So there's a pretty patriotic crew there.
We send out invites in all of the local VFWs in a five-state area, actually. We advertise it throughout the region. So when I say it's a Grand Rapids event, the majority of the events are taking place within the greater Grand Rapids area. Saturday is really the key event, though, if I can take 30 seconds. On Saturday, the 18th, we have an event that takes place at the actual veterans' home on Monroe.
Wow.
It's a concert. It's a classic car show. It's a motorbike show. There's music. There's adult beverages. There's vendors. And every year that we've done this being our third year, West Michigan, people in outlying areas, those veterans love to see you. I've got to tell you right now, if you haven't took the time to sit down and visit with a veteran, time with the veterans, you do not know what you're missing. Not only do we owe them gratitude for what they've already sacrificed and the things that they've done, but to sit down and let them share their stories with you. A lot of these folks, it's unfortunate, have not only been forgotten by their community, but their own family. And we got involved with this the first year. You know, we knew the veterans needed help, but until you go down there and witness it firsthand and feel the firm handshake of one of these veterans and they look you in the eye and they share the story and they're brought to tears that you care enough to actually not give your money even, but your time, it's a life-changing experience and people really, really need to take part in it.
What can we do to help you with that?
You're already doing it. Just notoriety. You being a veteran-friendly, veteran-supportive organization yourselves. You know, it starts with one and it multiplies. And continuing to do the things that you guys are doing for the grilling guys and bringing awareness to it. Not just talking the talk. It's easy for me as a business owner to say I'm having this event, blah, 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 and maybe the veterans will spend money with me. That's not the case at all. If you truly have a soul and you have a heart, if you come down to that veterans home on Saturday, if you miss all the other great stuff going on during the week of Freedom Cruise, come to the veterans home on Saturday. And if you don't leave there either a changed person or reminded of how grateful you were in the past, maybe because of life circumstances, you forgot how we all have arrived where we are, bring you back to reality real quick.
Jop and I have kind of fallen down. A couple years ago, we went in there on like a couple days before Christmas with a case of beer and a box of cigars, And those guys loved it. Every guy got like a beer and a cigar. And, you know, wow, that little thing for a 55 to 70-year-old guy, 80-year-old guy, was just wonderful, a good cigar.
Bob, I don't want to step out too far on the limb, but we ought to take some barbecue down there. You know what I mean? That's easy enough for us to do.
It'd be easy to do.
And, you know, I don't know how many people are there. I don't know how many we can feed, but we certainly can bring enough that everybody get a taste. You know what I mean? And for us to throw 100 pounds of meat at that thing, that's not too hard. I don't know, Brad, if that's even appropriate. But
absolutely,
you know,
it is.
It's something that
barbecue's always appropriate.
Well, I understand.
No, absolutely.
Vendors there that were selling it, or what? You know, that's something we could do.
If we have a vendor that's into it for just the business gain of it and not into it for the greater cause,
he's got to go.
He's got to go.
Right, I get it.
Yeah,
I just didn't. You know that. Like I said, I just stepped out, but.
You are invited.
We'll talk more about that because that's easy enough for us to pull it off, and any little bit we can do to help is a great thing, man.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Okay, on the next segment, we've got a fella that's pretty good at barbecue too, and if you want to get some barbecue right around Grand Rapids, we'll be talking with Ben Rietsma. But, Jop, I just got to throw a little plug in for some people who are going to be helping us this afternoon. We've got some old friends of mine that I want to give a shout out to: Julie O'Neill, Sue Chris, and Karen Allers, and my wife Maureen. We got these good looking ladies.
You got barbecue babes coming.
We got some good looking ladies that are going to be coming around, helping you loosen up your wallet a little bit to maybe bid on this nice leather vest or some Horseshoe Barbecue gift certificates. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Who can say no to a brown-eyed girl? I can't.
I've been there, done that. Yeah. You know what? Where is that all happening? That's happening at Chase Creek Smokehouse, which is on US 10 in the little burg of Chase, just west of 131.
Yeah. And the other shout-out has to go to Snap Fitness, because of Snap Fitness and what they're doing for me, I get to wear some new blue jeans up to the event today. So I'll be maybe wearing a little bit smaller shirt, and I won't be feeling quite as flabby as I used to. Snap Fitness all over Michigan. Get a card, get a membership, go in there, get it done.
Coming up next, we got a big reason for you to get a Snap membership, because Ben Rietsma from Horseshoe Smokehouse will join us. I can smell the cue in the studio, and we're going to give it a try. You're listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hi, I'm Jim Crank, and I would like to personally invite you to visit Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. With 3 locations in Grand Rapids, Mount Pleasant, and Big Rapids, Cranker's brews award-winning beers and has one of the finest menus in the Great Lakes. From our barbecue brisket to our junkyard omelets, Crankers is the ultimate microbrewery experience. I believe if you eat good, you feel good. Visit crankersbrewery.com. That's crankersbrewery.com. Eat good, feel good. Crankers. Yeah.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. We're going to be doing a little blessing of the bikes and doing a little GI barbecue event a little bit later today up at Chase Creek. If you're just tuning in, you listen for that because we'd love to have you join us. But this is one of my favorite parts of every show when we get an opportunity to do this is we got a barbecue man in the studio, and damn if he didn't bring some barbecue with him, and it's pretty good. I'm going to pick this brisket out from between my teeth, Bob. While you finish that rib, I'm going to throw it over to you, brother. What's cooking?
It is so stinking perfect. That there is a good rib, buddy.
Yeah, I noticed you glommed onto the one that he brought. So All I can do is take your word for it, man.
Trust me, it was good.
All right.
It was good. Welcome back to the show. It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're picking down on pork and cows right now, but I see a little chicken in there. I see some all kinds of good stuff. But
white bread.
We're going to talk a little barbecue with Ben Riedema from Horseshoe Smokehouse. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, the cool thing about what you did when you started that business, we had you on when you were brand new. You located right next to Founders.
Yeah, beer and barbecue.
Yeah,
wait a minute.
That. Yeah.
Didn't take a rocket science, did it, Ben? Yeah.
And I was in there this week and had lunch, and you've got a nice bunch of tap handles.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we like 16 different varieties, so we tried to touch a little bit on each kind of beer. So, and some Founders in there, too, as well.
I had one of those Shorts, new lights from Shorts. Oh, yeah. Perfect for a lunch beer.
Yeah. Do they make lunch beers?
Yeah. It's they've got a new Summer Light or something they call it.
That's because your boss is in Canada and he doesn't get to show live. By the time he hears it, he's not going to care. It's going to be Tuesday.
They drink beer for breakfast up there.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Right. I know. That's why you go there so often.
Too bad,
I get it. So, Ben, thanks for coming to the show today. And, you know, this is all about our Operation GI Barbecue and what's going on there. And once again, another great West Michigan business just steps up with generosity.
Stepping up.
And we just want to, you know, raise our glass to you because tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, I got a call from you guys a few days ago, and we're going to get some gift certificates to the smokehouse, to our restaurant. So you guys can have a silent auction up there, and it's really, you guys need a big pat on the back for what you're doing. For the veterans, you know, this takes a lot of your time, and you both got full-time jobs, but you take time to do this, and the veterans really benefit from that. So I think we all really appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, and what we're doing right now, this is really geared towards the active duty troops, and we're bringing our first load to Fort Bragg, home of the 82nd Airborne, down in North Carolina. And we're going to use the men's room while we're down there, by the way, just to give you a heads up, Joppy.
That's right. Yeah, we are. We're not going to be walking into a creep show.
It'll be a creep show once we get there.
Right. Yeah.
But we had you on the show just about a year ago when you first opened up. And that's right when we launched this GI Barbecue. And you said at that time, hey, you know, I'd like to help you guys out. We should do an event at our shop. And you know, it's my fault. I forgot to follow up with you on that, and that's why I called you and said, hey, we're about ready to wrap it up. You still want to do something. Here's your chance. So what's going on? What are we going to do here?
Well, like I say, we got some gift certificates we're going to give away, and in the future, if we want to do something down at the Horseshoe, be glad to do it. We do host a fair amount of fundraisers during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays. We have almost every night we have someone down there. So,
I'd like to do like a fundraiser for my kids' college.
Go ahead. Where are they going? Do you know yet or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're mostly done.
You're going to need more
done.
Than
I
that.
I just got one last one. She's going to be expensive.
She's the youngest. It's always the expensive one. Exactly. But
just
anyway.
Like Randy was.
Right. I was. Yeah. I was an oops, man. Yeah. But, Ben, let's talk a little bit about the restaurant. If nobody's been to the Smokehouse before, the Horseshoe Smokehouse, you're in the southern part of Grand Rapids, but you do things a little different. Describe how the food is served and how it goes there.
Well, it's kind of a, you know, I first saw this in Texas maybe 20 years ago, where you walk in and you have there's a chalkboard with the menus there, and you order off that. You know, casual, you order your food. You know, smokehouses down in Texas, more of a cafeteria style. We don't do that. We order the food and you just sit down, and then we'll yell your name out and you come and get it. So we have beer and ribs and brisket and specials now and then. We have some chicken wings, which are smoked first, which I think got a great flavor. You know, they're smoked and then kind of deep fried to just give it a little texture.
I had
some pulled pork.
Wings, and I think there's one in here, Joppy, with your name on it. Mm-hmm. But you also
the other three had your name on it. Is that what it was?
No, I had one earlier this week. You also do Brussels sprouts in a crazy way.
Describe that, because those are awesome.
I'm not even sure myself, but I know they're deep fried, so it always makes it good. We'll prepare them. They blanch them first, and then they have a bacon vinaigrette they put on them, and they deep fry them.
They spin them in a bacon vinaigrette, and they quarter them, so the thing opens up like a flower.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, dude, it's like art. Yeah. You'd love them because you love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, they're really cool. I mean, most people don't say, man, that's the best Brussels sprout I've ever had. But they are good. I never grew up on many Brussels sprouts, but I eat them all the time now. So.
Yeah.
Well, they're good for you.
So, yeah,
and you also have some really killer mac and cheese.
Yeah.
You've got, you got like a mushroom.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. It changes. We've changed them every once in a while. But, of course, we got French fries, which really traditionally isn't a real – if you go down south
– I like French fries.
I do, too. But, you know, down in Austin
– Yeah, but we're in Michigan, so it's okay.
Right. Exactly. People don't know any better. Yeah, so we can have anything we want. So that's what we've done.
Whatever,
Austin. So we got some
– Austin.
Yeah, right. So that's where I first learned about, you know, barbecue and so forth. Yeah. I had relatives that lived down there, and I was just kind of a – I thought it was a cool concept.
So actually, you've got a lot of things to consider when you're trying to run a restaurant. And let's face it, there's more and more barbecue shacks opening up all over the place. So you have to kind of up your game. How do you get ahead of the competition? And what are you doing right now in terms of, you know, coming up with new dishes?
Well, we are definitely experimenting with some new things. We've just talked yesterday about having we had specials for a while, then as the business grew, you're so busy making barbecue, the chef can't work on new things and he gets too busy. So now we've got used to being busier, we're going to add a special every day. I can't off the top of my head say what they are, but mostly sandwiches. We're also experimenting with some other kind of barbecue southern type menu items that we're working on, some chicken items and so forth.
Well, that's why it's cool that you visit all these other barbecue shacks, because a lot of these guys have already done all kinds
exactly.
of other things.
Exactly.
And I know you said you go to Texas. Yeah. Have you been to North Carolina or South
Carolina?
No,
I haven't. Whenever I travel, I usually stop wherever I can. That's the first thing I do is I Google
tell you,
up.
Alabama has some great barbecue. You got to go down and see Big Bob Gibson.
Okay.
Go down and see Jeff, who runs the Decatur store there.
Yeah.
He'll take good care of you. You let us know, and we'll hook you up with him before you go. And it'll be the best meal you've had in a long time.
Yeah.
Those boys, and they've been at it for 40 years, so it's wonderful.
Well, we got a lot to learn, but we're learning quick. But
you are learning real quick, because the lunch I had there was really hats off to you.
Okay.
And thanks so much for giving us all these gift certificates for Operation GI Barbecue. Folks, if you're going up to our fundraiser, you might want to buy these gift cards and go down there and get some good barbecue from Horseshoe.
And where is the Horseshoe, Ben, if people don't know?
It's on 333 Granville. And the best way to describe that is about a block south of Founders.
That's
a little bar in town that some people
go to. It's a little bar called Founders.
Right.
Once a guy
made a beer.
A little
bit of beer.
Yeah, very good. Well, hey, coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy named Mike Thorpe from the Bonefish Grill, because here's another great institution that has stepped up to help the GI barbecue cause. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back. Just like I told you before, people.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real-deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come and have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale. Or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Hey, Jop, I'd high-five you on that last play, but I can't. My plate's full, and I got my beer in the other hand.
Hey, Bob, you need the Super Tailgate Plate. It holds a bottle, a can, or a glass, plus all the fixings in one hand. Whether you're tailgating, partying, or at home sitting around the campfire, you got a hand free for anything you need to do.
Wow, Jop, where do I get mine?
You know what? At thegrillingguys.com, we've got them. Just click on that Super Tailgate link. And they're available in 12 and 4-packs.
Now that's a game winner, baby.
You bet.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's all about the blessing of the bikes and a little bit of GI barbecue. Before we jump into that, you know what? It's a little bit nippy out today, but if you have a chance, get out in your backyard and fire up a grill because summer is right around the corner, and you're going to need to blow the dust off and get her going. And we just had Ben Riedema in from the Horseshoe Smokehouse. And tell you what, if you don't want to do it, you should go down there and give it a shot because he's got some good barbecue, and he's got a couple of really, really tasty sauces. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I noticed you're still wiping the barbecue off your lips and your fingers, and don't touch that microphone, okay? Whatever you do.
Well, I got the spit guard going. I'm good, man.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. We are going to be jumping in our grilling rigs and headed north when we get done here. The cool thing for me, Jop, of course, about this is, number one, I'm a vet, so I really love the whole thought of giving back again something. But number two, I get to go to my old stomping grounds. This is where I grew up, you know, and a bunch of my old buddies would be up there. And, of course, my buddy owns Chase Creek, so it's just kind of like a little family reunion kind of day. So I might get a little sloppy later on tonight. So
yeah, well, I know where you're at.
Might start crying a little bit.
I know where you're at. But there's nothing fishy about that, though. We all know that that can happen. And speaking of things that are a little bit fishy, on the grilling line right now, we got a guy named Mike Thorpe from the Bonefish Grill who's going to, again, give us a little support for our Operation GI Barbecue. Hey, Mike, you out there?
I'm here. How you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing well. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Hey, welcome to the show, buddy. Thanks thanks so much for what you've stepped right up and offered way back when. I think just listening to the show and you sent me an email, and I was overwhelmed because, first of all, who doesn't love the Bonefish Grill? But second of all, it came out of the blue. I don't know, and it was such a generous offer. You were given so much. It was like, dang, it makes you feel like all your work is kind of worthwhile. So we sure appreciate you and the Bonefish stepping up with this wonderful packages. So I want you to explain to these people what they're going to be able to bid on this afternoon up at Chase Creek.
Sure thing, absolutely. You know, the first thing that we have four different sets where we're going to put together a $50 gift card with a Bang Bang Shrimp appetizer as well. And they're going to get a nice bottle of wine that's going to go along with that, that's right off of our wine list. And, you know, those are really nice, going to be great for a night out or something along those lines. So we have four of those. And then what's really special and what we call an excursion here at the Bonefish Grill, where you're going to get eight people together. And basically, it's just a night where you are wined and dined from beginning to end.
Wow.
You're going to get some of our featured appetizers. You're going to get our featured drinks, some of our fresh seasonal cocktails, some great wine pairings. We're going to pair those up with our dinner specials. We always have some great dinner specials that we're constantly changing and upgrading. And then we're going to treat you to dessert. So it is a beginning-to-end experience, and it's going to be hosted by myself or our service manager, and we'll have some of our fantastic servers are going to be taking care of those guests as well.
Jop, I don't know about you, but I think I just got sold because I just got done chowing down on a bunch of barbecue, and this dude just made me hungry with his explanation of what he's doing. That's good, Thorpe.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So we have two of those that we're donating as well.
Okay, that's two excursions to the Bonefish Grill in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's right off of 96. I mean, it's just a little jog. It's what, not even a quarter of a mile off the Cascade Road exit. So it's between 28th Street and downtown Grand Rapids in a really nice neighborhood. Fantastic little strip mall. I think Jop's brother runs the store next door, actually.
Yeah, he does. Talsma's. My brother's over at Talsma's there. But
fantastic.
So Thorpe, tell me about this. These excursions. What's the retail value if you were going to have four couples come in and throw down like you're describing here? What's the retail value on one of these, just approximately?
Yeah, you know, I sat down, I priced it out, and we're looking at anywhere between, you know, $550 to $600 on an excursion.
That's
like
awesome.
That.
Man, you're awesome, dude. And you know what? He's donating these listeners. You need to come on up to Chase Creek and check these out. You know what? Put four couples together if you don't want to lay down
cool
$1,000.
That'd be, yeah.
But what a great night out for three or four couples to go with their, you know, as a group and just hit the Bonefish
and
Grill,
it's
man.
It's the Bonefish. So tell us why your fish and your seafood is so stinking good and you're in Michigan.
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, it starts with great fish partners. We have some great people that we partnered out with out of Chicago. And, you know, the first and foremost, anytime we're talking about fish, is quality. And, you know, our partners understand that if they're not sending us quality fish, they're going to get it right back. Our managers are the only ones who inspect our fish, the only ones who cut our fish when it comes in. And if it's not perfect, then we just don't use it and we send it back. On the other hand, we have some really great fresh seasonal fish. Right now we're featuring our cobia, which is a warm water fish fished off the coast of Panama. And then to go the other direction, we have a great Norwegian salmon. And, you know, the quality of these fish, the uniqueness, It's really, really difficult to find, and our partners really, really help us make that possible.
Mike, when you walk into the restaurant, what has always impressed me is the classy decor, but even more so, when I sit down, the knowledge of your servers is amazing. And explain to the listeners that the ways, the variety of ways that, that fish can be prepared, just generally.
Sure, absolutely. I'm going to continue to talk about our Norwegian salmon and our cobia just because that's what we're featuring right now. But, you know, we cook ours over an oak burning grill. Very, very lightly seasoned. We want the fish to really shine. And then we have our grilled fish. We have a great selection of five different sauces. But what's really hitting our specials right now is our cobia with it's a Rockefeller topping. It's a little bit of smoked mozzarella.
Oh, I love that.
A little
love
bit of that spinach taste. And then we load that thing up with a bunch of jumbo crab meat.
Okay, I'm going to buy one of these stinking things. I'm coming in there because you're killing me.
And it's healthy, and it's grilled, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, wait until you hear this one, our Norwegian salmon. We're topping that with a bacon jam butter. And what we put in our bacon jam butter, obviously it's going to have bacon, but it also has Jim Beam, maple syrup, coffee, and then we mix that all up with some nice butter, and we top that Norwegian salmon with that. Can't go wrong with those ingredients.
If it's got bacon and butter in it, I'm all over it. Bob, you know, he's all Snap Fitness on us now, but I'll be there and wipe my chin, man.
Hey, we have that, too. Bacon. Don't worry about that. You can just get it Simply Grilled. That's no problem. Right.
Well, hey, Thorpe, thanks a lot for you and the Bonefish Grill. If people want to find the Bonefish, what's the address real quick?
It's 1100 East Paris.
Very good.
Okay, that's Mike Thorpe, Bonefish Grill, Grand Rapids, Michigan, donating all kinds of great meals for our excursion this afternoon. Jop will be driving his excursion up to Chase, Michigan, and you can get an excursion at the Bonefish Grill. Mike Thorpe, thanks so much for your generosity and Bonefish Grill.
Thank you for what you're doing. I'm glad to be a part of it. Thank you.
All right. Dude, that guy's a real man.
Time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Yes, I feel like a man right now. Let me tell you. Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac, Michigan. Today's Man Law is that being chatty in the bathroom is inappropriate. A simple head nod is all the conversation that is needed. And I'll add that men only use men's rooms or brisk no gloves removal.
Absolutely. That is exactly right. You know, we're going down to Carolina to Fort Bragg, and I don't care what sign's on the door other than it's going to be a man's room that I use.
Well, you know, North Carolina started this whole thing just by simply saying men should use men's rooms.
Right.
This is ridiculous, okay? Yeah. Let's take America back and let boys pee where boys pee.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir. That was well said, Bob. Well said.
Hey, Jop, we've got another segment with a guy named Jeff Hoyt, and he's got a band called Weekend Warriors. I've been talking to this guy for a couple weeks. He's going to be at Chase Creek Smokehouse tonight with his band of brothers, and we're going to rock it out, baby.
Rock it out. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.